Dr. James Wilson, examining heart sounds from the Texas Heart Institute at St. Luke's Episcopal Hospital. In the next recording, we're going to listen to the murmur of severe mitral valve insufficiency. This recording will differ from our previous example of mitral valve insufficiency in that the murmur does not radiate into the axilla, rather it radiates to the base. So when we listen at the apex, you'll hear the high-frequency holosystolic murmur of mitral valve insufficiency. Now we'll place the stethophone at the left lower sternal border. And you'll note the murmur has the same character and almost the same loudness, unlike the murmur of typical mitral valve insufficiency that radiates into the axilla. At the upper left sternal border, we're still able to hear the murmur of mitral valve insufficiency. This atypical radiation of the mitral valve insufficiency murmur is seen when there is prolapse or flail of the middle scallop of the posterior leaflet of the mitral valve. For more podcasts, heart sounds, downloads, and audiovisual materials, visit the Texas Heart Institute website at texasheart.org/heartsounds.